Magic 931's Brooke and Bob.
What's going on, Bob?
Last week I made you drink some brown liquids.
You did. It's still stained in my memory, no pun intended.
Today, some delicious brown foods. We're talking Cocoa Pops or Cocoa Pop-like cereal.
Yeah. I've just been presented with three separate bowls, Riverland, all with Cocoa Pop-looking items in there, but I'm assuming there's going to be a difference between these. We spoke earlier about gluten-free.
Bob, I don't know where that sneeze is. It never came.
Nothing happened. But you were telling me that you're, like, obviously you're gluten-free. You said there were some Cocoa Pops coming out.
They've just come out gluten-free. I think they're only a Coles thing. But I've given you three bowls, one of regular Cocoa Pops, one of the new gluten-free kind, and then the third is a generic, not very good cocoa-based gluten-free cereal. So why don't you try that one first, just to really set the scene of how it used to be.
All right, I'm going in.
How it used to be is also relevant because they are a couple of months or years stale. I can't remember.
What is that?
Terrible.
It's not even chocolatey. No, that's not okay. You've been living your life like that?
Well, no, I prefer not to eat anything.
Better just not to. It tastes like, it's not chocolatey at all. It's almost vanilla-y. I don't like it. No, next.
No good. All right, so this is one of the Cocoa Pop variants. What is the difference between the two? One's a bit darker, you would say?
I would say, yeah, one's a bit darker. Apart from that, they are very similar. Same size, same shape. It just looks like one bowl of dark Cocoa Pops and one bowl of lighter Cocoa Pops. Should I just go in and try the lighter ones?
I think you should go in. Right. Now, ideally, this is not the perfect scientific test. Ideally, there'd be some sort of a Calippo or a gelato as a palate cleanser in between. But
which I could really go right now because that at first lot of cereal, not okay.
It is a lot of sugar nice. For the morning.
Okay. I'm going to try it.
Taking a first bite.
Okay.
Tastes like Cocoa Pops?
Yeah, it's cocoa-y. Again, I don't know what it is. I don't know whether this is the gluten-free one or not, but it's just maybe it's because I haven't had Cocoa Pops in years, but it's not as cocoa-y as I would prefer. But certainly just like Cocoa Pops. Is it doing the pop thing? No, can't hear it.
The pop thing. Should they be just sort of simmering away?
Yeah, I think that's what Cocoa Pops used to do. I could be wrong. Correct me if I'm wrong, Riverland. Okay. So they're good. Like I'd eat them. No problems with the lighter coloured ones.
Okay.
We're going in with the darker colour now. I would assume maybe these are the OGs, but I'm not sure.
Give it a crunch. ASMR. She's taking her time.
They're Cocoa Pops. There is not a huge difference between the two Cocoa Pop variants. Is the darker one the original?
Darker one is gluten-free.
The darker one is gluten-free?
Uh-huh. I was surprised.
Yeah, I'm very surprised. I actually thought that was hands down going to be the normal one. They both taste very, very similar.
All this fuss over celiac disease and I'm living my best life.
And now you can literally have Cocoa Pops anytime because they taste exactly the same. I'm going to eat them. I'm going to eat both of them.
Damn.
I had breakfast this morning.
Yeah,
sorry.
That's right. Fair enough. I'll have the generic ones.